and welcome to today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We would like to invite you to join us to make two raw vegan chocolate dishes today.
Today we'll be making the vegan chocolate cake and the happy lemon boats for Father's Day. I think he'll like the lemon boats most because he likes lemon, chocolate and boats.
The vegan chocolate cake consists of three layers, and we've prepared food to make the first layer first, which is the base, which will go into this dish. You remember what we need to use?
Yep. We'll need 1 cup of hazelnuts, 1 cup of almonds, 18 dates, which have been stoned and soaked for 24 hours, and 1 tablespoon of raw chocolate powder.
And raw chocolate powder is actually quite healthy, because if it is not treated, it still has the antioxidants in it, as well as a lot of magnesium, and it has got a capacity to elevate the mood. So chocolate which isn't treated, which we're using, is quite healthy for our life. And then the dates. Lovely. And you could actually shake it a bit. If you take it off, yeah, you could shake it a bit so it's outside. So it's all mixed in.
Then put the
last bit is the chocolate powder from the cocoa bean. Lovely.
Now
we mix it till it's a very nice and smooth paste for the dish. Just where you need to have, is a bit more is needed, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Shall I switch it back on again?
All right.
Or do you want me to do the rest?
I'll do it though.
You do it, okay. That's lovely. That's done.
Okay.
So we take it out and we put the dough on this glass plate, which we sprinkle with some oat growth flour, which we just ground up this morning. What we do, we're going to place it all together in the middle, and Ifhan is going to make a nice round dough ball with that, and I try and get out as much as I can. It smells of lovely of chocolate and nuts. So, and maybe you can sprinkle your hands a bit with the flour too, and start rolling that ball. Try and get every single bit out. Do you know the story of how chocolate was cultivated?
No.
No? Well, it happened, the story comes from South America, from Peru. And what happened is that the tribe people lived near the edge of a woodland, and one day they started cutting the jungle down because they wanted to have more cultivating land. So the god of storm was so upset about this, so he sent torrential rain, and he also destroyed some of their houses. After days and days, they waited and prayed that this might pass, and then the sun came out, and they walked into the jungle, and they saw the tree, which is called the cacao tree. And they got the little fruits down, and opened it and found the seeds, and then they found the chocolate, and I've been eating it ever since, and they believe that this has made them live in harmony with the jungle again. So it's got a very nice
story
to it. So that's probably as much as we can get, and we can actually also roll that bit away. That's it.
Okay, now
that's
we can
probably
take that off. And give me the spatula.
Let's put it on here.
Lovely. Stacey.
Okay. Now I'll take this away whilst you're making it really nice and smooth on the edges.
Very sticky.
Some more of the oat growth flour.
Yeah. Good idea.
Okay. Just very lightly press.
Yeah.
Very lightly. That's it.
Push up the sides a little bit.
That's right, because we'll have to put two more layers on top, so it's nice to have a side. So, and this base will have to go into the freezer.
Yeah, whilst we make the middle.
The middle bit.
So I'll just... Have you done that already or not?
No, you can just fold it nicely round.
Get rid of the
and
edges.
The remaining bits we can just put where there's some gaps, yeah?
Like here.
Okay, you have to put that in the freezer.
Well, now we're going to make the middle of the dish. So we'll need four bananas, which have been frozen and peeled, a mango, which has been stoned, some carob powder, a tablespoon, 1 tablespoon of it, and some vanilla. So for the vanilla, we'll need 1 inch of it.
Called vanilla pot.
2 inches, actually.
And then we slide it open very gently. Do you want me to help you with that?
If no, it's okay, I've got it.
Okay, lovely. And then we scrape out the vanilla. We will do that when we've put everything in the mix, yeah?
Yeah. But this is the hardest one. Okay.
Lovely.
So now you'll need the bananas.
Put that all in.
Hopefully you get it all in this time.
Lovely.
Then
mango.
The mango. And then the vanilla. But not the carob
yes,
yet.
Not the carob yet, that's right. And you can scrape that out and just put it on one of the fruits inside. That's it. It's like a nice paste. And it smells really nice, like the sugar. Mm. Yes.
Now we'll blend it without the carob powder.
Like break. That's it. Maybe you can put the carob powder in now.
No, it has to be a complete cream.
Okay, let's do that then again.
Now we'll put in the carob powder to make it taste chocolatey. Let's see, this is 1 tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, turn nice and chocolatey. Okay, there we go. Okay, do you want to get the base?
Yes, I can go and get the base from the freezer.
Mix it. Okay. And then
you want to put it on top of this. You manage it, God?
Yeah, manage it.
You want to make it nice and flat with that one? Try and get some more out.
Okay, now I'm going to put this in the freezer for 2 hours.
Be sure to join us on Friday, June 17th to complete this decadent 3-layer raw chocolate cake and make some yummy chocolate-filled lemon boats for Dad. And now coming up is Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your light-filled week in the cheerful company of loved ones. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG